Now, the shotgun start in golf is full of mathematics. There's a lot of setup work that we have to do in order to make a tournament work. So I'm going to demonstrate to you just exactly how we do a shotgun start here.
And here we go.
All right, all right, all right. Gentlemen, start your engine!
Greetings and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Shotgun Start. It is March 20th. Andy, how we doing?
Brendan, I'm doing good. It's Victory Wednesday, whatever day it is. It's Victory Wednesday. I'm carrying the victory. Big Ten champs, Big Ten tournament champs, fighting Illini. Right into the NCAA tournament hot. We are
ready
to go.
Who are they opening with on Thursday?
They're 3 seed. They got tough regional, East regional, but we're riding in hot.
Morehead State out in Kentucky. All right. Good. Game within the game for you. I want to GM you here. My hometown, aka hometown, use the term loosely.
Akron
My
Zips.
Hometown, Akron Zips. Who goes farther? Your old friend, John Gross, the Illinois legend, or the Illinois basketball program. My hometown Zips and John Gross.
I'm not going to lie. The tournament loves to jam us. They love. So, you know, a couple of years ago, they put Loyola Chicago.
As who you got?
I thought we were getting the 3-14 Akron Zips against the Illini, right out of the gates.
I feel like disaster. Yeah.
The Illini are going further than the Zips.
All right, they're better. I would just hate, because you guys speak very ill of John Gross. I remember, you and your cohort.
He didn't get it done in Champaign. He's a mid-major guy.
Speaking of getting jammed, I'm trying to go watch that. I might go on Thursday. You might have a sub here, but I was going to Pittsburgh. I was going to drive up with my kids, pull them out of school, like do the whole thing, surprise them, take them up there. But completely jammed. They put Kentucky there. And like just as soon as you do the it's just completely nuked the price market. So any school that might be going there, I'm happy to pay full freight. Just these fees are killing me. No, I might already have a couple tickets, but I need some for the evening.
Well, you've got 35 kids, so
Kentucky is just totally warped the market. Totally jammed me. So congrats to your Illinois, though. Big Ten champs. I mean, in the scheme of things, what does that do for you anymore? It's nice. Tournament champions. It's a good week.
You know what? I think nothing. I've been reciting this. You know, I think about this a lot. I don't care if they have like some terrible regular season losses. Like there was a game where they were up. I forgot who they were playing. They were up like 9 with 2 minutes left and lost. And all my friends were melting down about the loss, terrible loss. My attitude is, that was a great loss. You need to have losses like that so that it doesn't happen in March. You know, you're a better team because you lost a game like that. As for this, I usually don't like winning the conference tournament going into, you know, like, I feel like you're using up bullets.
I kind of agree. And just to segue nicely, good loss. I'd rather have you down for the count on Players Monday than Masters Monday, because we've also had a flirtation with you being down for the count on Masters. You were at death's door the year Scotty won it. Was it two years ago when you had the novel coronavirus? We didn't know it at the time, and you're just kind of.
I think by the time the end of the day, by the time it came to record, I knew what was going on, but all day I was wondering what was going on that
you
day.
Could,
I was
oh,
drinking. I think I drank like 7 coffees that day, and it had no impact on me. I was like falling asleep during press conferences, and I was like, "Am I just tired?"
Well, you didn't have, you were just sick. You were just exhausted from the Ireland trip. So I'd rather have you down for the count for Players Monday than whatever we got coming Masters Monday.
I think I was in worse shape. Worst shape for 24 hours the other day.
Do you have, but anyways, that's when I'd rather lose you than Masters week. Do you have any cleanup you want to throw out there to the people from Master or Players week?
I didn't watch the Illini live.
fidgeting around here. Somebody sent me blue light glasses and I'm just there. On my desk, and I threw them on my face.
I think you got to wear them the rest of the pod. Come on.
All right.
There we go.
What, do these do anything, these blue light glasses? I can't. There's got to be a scam. I forget who sent me this.
Just
go ahead. What are your players' thoughts?
You got to wear them the rest of the pod.
All right.
So I can't take you seriously with those on. So anyways, I gotta say this. I was like barely conscious on Sunday, able to stay awake.
Yeah.
The Players Championship held my attention. I was watching. I was riveted. As awful as I felt, I managed to watch like almost all of it. I think I fell asleep like a couple holes. Like when I say like, I slept 95% of the day.
Okay.
And I was able to like stay awake during the final round of the Players. I think I woke up around like the fifth hole, and then I watched, outside of maybe two holes, all of it. You know, I fell back asleep. Then I went and I turned on the replay of the Illinois game. I wasn't looking at my phone. So I was like, oh, I want to watch the Illinois game. I watch almost every Illinois basketball game. Within like a minute of putting the replay of the Illinois game on, I was out. Now, like 98% of golf tournaments, I'm going to fall asleep in that situation during. That was a great, it was an exceptional tournament. I think like obviously there's so many aspects of Scheffler's accomplishment. And I think you guys hit on this on the pod. That made it like the first back-to-back, the biggest underdog, like the biggest comeback, you know, the way he just like effortlessly shot the 64. And then like what I thought was amazing is he posts this number and then you have three massive names out there that are ready to try and take it, and none of them could quite get it done, and all of them had great chances to get it done. That was an awesome final round.
Is Xander a house cat still?
I don't know. I think it's encouraging. It's probably the best golf we've seen him play. He got, I mean, like what?
Play since when?
I don't know.
He's just wiping it. He can't control it. Sunday, I just don't know, man. I don't know. It was house cat behavior. One shot away. I understand.
He's one shot. He's one shot from winning, and the guy that beat him is on a historic ball striking run, and in the short term at least, has figured out his putter. You know, he's playing at a level like let's put it through the context of who beat him.
Yeah.
I mean, unequivocally, I think Scottie Scheffler right now is the best player in golf, and it's not even a question. And when was the last time we could say that?
Maybe like Rory 2014. I'm trying to think. Jason Day had his spell in 2015. I'm sure we could go through it year by year. But yeah, the unequivocally is a sort of makes it subjective. So
I mean, it's hard to say that though, because like if Jon Rahm's playing the full schedule this year and not playing over on Liv, why are you taking the glasses off?
The glasses, there's like reflections. They don't block any light. They just make you dizzy. Blue light glasses. What a scam. Jesus. We just create these afflictions that don't exist.
So what I'm saying is like, if Rom's playing, is it different? Is do we have more doubt? Because last year we saw Scotty playing not quite at this level, but a similar level. And Rahm was like they were going back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah. Rom talked a lot about that today. We'll get to him about how he misses playing events, misses playing the players. God. He's wistful about not being able to defend.
Listen, I don't want to root ill will on anybody.
Yeah.
And I hope John Rahm plays well, because I think the sport is more interesting than when he plays well. But I would love if he goes like T24, T18 in the first two majors. I think the knives are going to be out about Liv. Like he might really start to just go off about some things.
Look, I think there's some people wish casting that he hates it. And what do they have? Oh, they play Durrell. They tune up for Augusta at Durrell. Just very similar sort of land movement there. Hazards, winds, very, very nice little tune up for Augusta. No, he did say he's happy they're playing somewhere hard. Seemed to be a drive by at the Crooked Cat. That's not the tune up. Because they're not doing that this year. But we'll get to Rom here in a little bit. I feel like people are wish casting that he blows up on Liv. That they're hoping he blows. They're reading into it. Like, he clearly seems to speak fondly and wistfully of the PGA Tour. That doesn't mean he regrets his decision. But I think he's on the record in the past about, you know, Liv not being real competition in his eyes, and Liv not being a real golf in his eyes. That may have changed. That's just his words, not mine. You know, he's getting frustrated with the music and the cameras in Las Vegas. He did speak highly of Hong Kong today. He said it's a great tourist destination. He would go back.
I want to be fair. John Rahm gets frustrated with the cameramen on the PGA Tour. He gets frustrated with cameramen everywhere.
He's going to lie. For everybody who said this would be easy, some things have been, but not being able to defend some titles that mean a lot to me hasn't. I love Palm Springs. I've been able to win twice there. Riviera is about as charismatic of a golf course as we have. It's definitely a week that's fantastic for a lot of us, and it's a fan and player favorite. Not being there was difficult. I still watch the broadcasts. I still watch golf because I love watching it, but it's hard. It was hard not to be at the Phoenix Open at the end of February. And it was hard not to be at Hawaii because it's another tournament that my family enjoys and I've done fantastic on. And he also alluded to watching the players with sort of...
He was breaking down the players like in depth.
Yes. Took the Lord's name in vain when talking about... I'm kidding. When talking about Wyndham Clark's putt lipping out. You know, on the Masters call. Yeah, he watched it with just a magnifying glass. Watched it, loved, seemed to wish he was at, he wants to play the players again. So
he showed up at three of the first four sites of the year.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He talks about Hawaii. I was like, it was hard not to be at Hawaii. I was like, it sounds like you were. Seems like you were just vacationing on tour. Anyways.
Couldn't get those vacation deposit or vacation rental deposits back, so he just went on a vacation.
Verbo or something, whatever he's got going. We'll just do Rom now. Yeah, he seems to miss the PGA Tour, at least some events of it. That doesn't mean he hates Liv or regrets his decision. I'm not overreading it. I think some will, but he seems to really wish he could be out there competing on the PGA Tour as well. As he announced his menu, they've turned that into just
can we talk about this for a second?
Templates of creating your own menu. I remember 10 years ago, people would get mad. Like Augusta would be mad if talked about the menu. Now it's a photo opportunity till the end of the earth. What?
I love, so this press, you know, this is a publicly available press conference. So I want to just open up the curtains here. I mean, the first 10 minutes are Rom talking about food.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. He just talking about food, blow by blow. Like in depth on every dish.
It does seem cool that
I kind of was like, what am I listening to right now? Is this a food podcast? Because I was listening to the audio version. I didn't read the transcript. I'm like, how much longer are we going to talk about this meal?
Well, it's like the transcript's like 6 pages and 2 of them are just on the food. It's like 30% of the whole, you know.
He's talking about how meat is medium rare out, like, you know, and if it was cooked anymore, like you'd be looked at poorly in the country.
Well, I thought the one cool thing, like, I just scrolled. I'll be honest. I scrolled through the food stuff. But
what do you want to know about the food stuff? I listen.
I thought the one thing I did catch up in the skin, didn't read closely, was that, like, some of the wine will be from his grandfather or a family heritage. Like, I think that is cool. He's putting his own, not just his region, the Basque region, but even more specifically his family heritage into the meal via the wine. So that is super cool to my mind. But, and it looked like good food. It's just the whole hullabaloo around it now is wild to me. And Augusta's leaning into it for sure, creating these Instagram templates and all this stuff.
This is what happens with everything.
They had that hype video yesterday looking for the youths. Did you see that Masters hype video? Spring is here. It's interesting. They're leaning into the whole digital crowd there. So what happens with everything? The meal being just...
No, just with everything in society. Everything gets blown up out of proportion. And it becomes like a, you know, just a shell of what it used to be. Like, think about the way that, like, signing... these kids that sign to play sports at schools have changed. So everybody gets a press conference. You know, it used to be, like, the best player in the country got a press conference. Now it's... like kids that are announcing if they're playing lacrosse at
Colgate.
Holy Cross or Colgate
are
doing press conferences, you know? It's like, oh, I'm playing tennis at Denison University in Ohio. Come join my press conference at 4 p.m. Eastern. I'll answer questions about going to play D3 tennis.
You got Trip Wellington IV putting his Denison hat on. I'm going to play tennis in Ohio. Is that real? I think you're being extreme here. I guess he wouldn't be Trip if he's the fourth. That's a counter, you know, counterfactual.
So now instead, it's the Masters menu. You know, people were interested in it forever because there was so little information about it.
Right. I'll tell you one thing that hasn't been overdone.
What hasn't been overdone?
That's the Epson Tour. We're going to do our Epson Tour minute here at the top. You know, we don't want any of their PR guys.
Definitely don't want to upset anybody at the Epson Tour.
Unsolicited threats to unsubscribe from our newsletter. We want to make sure Epson Tour is top of mind here. Big announcement, Epson Tour minute. We're going to get to this before anything other than Rahm's menu and Illinois basketball and a bunch of other stuff. But Epson Tour Minute, Callaway Golf is now the official partner of the official qualifying tour of the LPGA through 2025. I wouldn't say it's a long-term deal, but it's a deal.
Is it the Callaway Tour now?
I think it's still the Epson Tour. I would hate to see history just discarded to the trash bin with each winner getting small office appliances as prizes, you know, receipt scanners and printers. Epson needs to keep their hat in the ring on this.
I think that prizes in Callaway equipment would probably be better served for the winners on the Epson Tour than the small office, unless they got like receipt scanners that
they
help
do.
Their taxes.
Oh yeah. They got all that stuff, you know, and then, but here we go. Callaway will provide equipment, gloves, and golf balls for the athletes each week for use in both competition and on the practice grounds because players do not get these for free. These costs, you know, along with like apparel and all that stuff. This is Chantel McCabe, who I'm getting this information from, have them, you know, they have to, you know, work jobs outside of competing to cover some costs like that. So on a serious note, good on to Callaway. I'm not sure these women should have to cover those costs, but good on Callaway for chipping in here and helping out cover those costs. And that's our Epson Tour minute here at the top. You know where you could get some Callaway gear? You needed to get sized, fitted, and
Club Champion. You
know, yeah, there you go. You go to Club Champion.
Well, the nice thing there is that, you know, I'm not going to... What Callaway's doing there, getting everybody equipment, that's great. But for those players, the best situation would be if they could try everything and find what's best for their game. And you know where anybody can go do that? Do you know,
Club
Brendan?
Champion. Club Champion. I think so. Yeah. Club Champion, clubchampion.com.
I hope we don't get jammed by the Epson Tour for this.
Why would we get jammed? It's just,
they might say that we're using their news to segue into our ad read.
Hey, all news is good news. You know, we don't want this overzealous PR guy, you know, just yelling at us. Well, he could come at us some more, and then we'll get him in the next pod too. We'll talk about it. Clubchampion.com promo code is Friday. You get 50% off full bag fitting with the purchase of a club. You could use Callaway. They won't demand that you get into Callaway. You ended up with a Callaway driver, but you ended up in the troops. I ended up with TaylorMade irons. What, I have a Titleist driver, got a fancy
Speed Project driver, huh?
Fancy. Was it the one that they did the documentary about? There's
right
a lot
before.
Of documentaries.
You
these
might have
days.
A slow driver based off that documentary.
Driver's worthless because it didn't have a documentary about it. Could suck.
That's sad.
Must not
That's
be good.
Sad. That's sad that you have a driver that was built before the documentary phase at Titleist. I'm going to look down on your driver from now on.
It's a good driver. I have no issue, but I was fitted for it. They dialed me in. I tried them all. They might slip you an off the record comment about this one. Maybe the driver phase cracks too much. Maybe it's not, you know, your numbers aren't good enough. They don't push you though into a certain brand. And that's what we like about them. They've got 60,000 hittable shaft and head combos.
They'll let you hit anything. They humored me and let me hit the Dynapower.
And the numbers came out well, right? Pretty strong, right?
We had hit a lot of Dynapowers because of how good the numbers were coming out.
Were you trying to make them like level out, bring them down because they were too good?
The first one came out so hot with the Dynapower. They were like, whoa, actually, you're going to need to hit at least 10 of those.
So they'll work with you. These are master fitters. They're, you know, if it's too hot to handle, they'll make sure that it's right and fitted for you. Bring it back to equilibrium, confirm it, double check it, triple check it. Go to clubchampion.com. Promo code is Friday. Again, 50% off full bag fitting with the purchase of a club. All right.
Hey, back to the golf news and the ROM stuff.
God, I thought you were going to say Epson Tour.
No.
What? Jody Brothers? Is that the name? That's the guy. He's gonna come at us.
God, it's just rendered me speechless here. The ROM talk after this players. I needed a real good golf tournament. I didn't realize how much I needed it to reinstate some faith that men's pro golf can be good.
Okay. I think that's a fair, yeah.
And now with this ROM talk, it's like, oh, you know what's great news? We get to see all the best players in the world play in a couple weeks.
He did have an interesting quote about, so far it's been great. So far. It's kind of a qualifier, like he talked about. Like he's not counting his chickens before it's hatched on the live. So far it's been great. Been playing good golf, but I'm definitely looking forward to joining with the rest of the best golfers in the world and teeing it up with the Masters with them. So, like, you know, more to your sentiment as well. It should, like, a great golf, men's professional golf tournament. We saw one this past week, and getting them combined, you know, it just amplifies things for for the Masters.
All right. So I'm excited. I'm just generally excited that the Masters is close by.
One other thing. There was a bit of a pile on about him saying, you know, this isn't easy. Some things have been, but not being able to defend some titles. It's like when the looking on paper, it's like the world's smallest violin, bro. Like, get the hell out of here with that. Like, oh, I'm sorry you took however many hundreds of millions of dollars and you had no agency in that choice or that decision that to not be able to defend. Like, there was a lot of pile on with that. From what I had the Zoom link, I apologize. I was delirious this morning. I did not join it. But from talking to several people on the call, they said the context of it was important. People who aren't, you know, necessarily live apologists or Rahm apologists said he was very measured and came across excellent throughout the call. But on paper, that's a tough looking quote that it's been hard to not be able to defend, as if someone put him in this unfortunate corner and circumstances that he's in. But just wanted to provide the context.
From the audio, it sounded sincere.
Okay. Yeah. He was
just, it's why it's important sometimes to watch like press conferences or hear the audio. In podcasts in general, people don't get taken out as context as much is because you can hear the inflection in their voices. And, you know, but yeah, I do agree. It's a small violin. That's what they paid you all the money for.
Right. Let's continue on. Whip Around Wednesday. I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but we're having studies sent in by the American College of Foot and Ankle Surgeons suggesting scares, providing some support for your notion that the septic tank maybe just lost at sea without his scares.
No.
There's studies being done. The brand is getting into baseball. It's interesting. Interesting. We're going to continue on scares watch with the septic tank. Elsewhere, Yasser flies. They go to Nassau, I believe, the Bahamas. Jay goes down there. Yasser's there. There are people, you know, doing the radar watch, the flight tracking. Some people were doing diving vessel watch. I saw Monday Q was tweeting that, or somebody, you know, were they diving on Solitude, Tiger's boat? What was going on? Yasser makes the trip. Jay sends a note to the players. It was just boilerplate junk, empty words. I mean, which I don't expect him to have, like, this is how it went. He said this sucks or this is great. And he wants to do that. Yeah, he's not going to give you details. It was just boilerplate. It was constructive and represents an important part of our due diligence process in selecting potential investors for PGA Tour enterprises. This mirrors the approach we employed earlier this year as we evaluated an investment offer from Strategic Sports Group. So I don't know. They had the meeting. I don't know what we expected. I don't know why there was so much hoopla around the flight tracking.
Well,
yeah,
they were going.
Yeah.
They said they were going and they were meeting. I don't understand why there's tracking. It's
flight
like,
tracking.
It'd be like if your wife said, I'm going to drop the kids off at school, and you tracked her like progress to and from school.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully you're not needing to do that. Hopefully you trust your wife a little bit more. I don't know why you would track your wife doing anything like that.
If none of the players had said anything about that, and then they tracked this, I would have been like, oh, what's going on? But everybody knew already what was happening.
I didn't get it. As a, you know, a veteran of the 2014 LeBron from, you know, Miami back to Cleveland flight tracker, Dan Gilbert's plane, and, you know, SEC coaching. I didn't get it. And the meeting was just, it wasn't going to be a thing. Like, there wasn't going to be any substance coming out of it. It's just going to get in some rooms.
What
Say
do you
hi.
Think they were doing on Tiger's boat?
I don't know. I think, like,
do you think Yasser and Tiger played some Call of Duty together?
I think Yasser's trying to probably understand, you know, running the largest fund in the world. I don't want to pop Tiger. I mean, Tiger's been in a pretty big cocoon his whole life. He's probably trying to understand, you know, who is this 48-year-old man, plays Call of Duty, loves, you know,
do you think they
wearing
had
cargo shorts.
Popped a monster together.
They might have Cheers the Monster. You know, that's where the guy, they've got that monster studio down there. There's monster money in that Nassau, Bahamas area. So that's why they've got their fingers and everything down there. So I don't think anything. So I think it's moderately important that someone like Tiger meets the guy, right? Nothing substantive might have been said. It seems like the power and influence people like Tiger and Cantlay and Spieth have right now over the policy board, I think it is of some importance that they at least be acquainted with the person and get on some level of comfort, even if it is just talking about nothing serious on a boat or in a meeting room. Does that seem accurate? Like, I do think there is value in that. So
yeah, I mean... I think it's crazy those guys can that hold it up took everything. This long.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they did that framework agreement, and then they didn't talk for like forever.
Sort of gets to Pepe Peter's notion that it swung too far following June 6th. Like,
about Pepe Peter.
The players took too much control and shouldn't be doing this.
Did you see how peppy Peter was after 66?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Did you see what he shot Sunday?
No. What did he shoot?
66-81 on the weekend.
Oh, yeah, you did. Was an 81 really out there this week?
I wonder if he was just as peppy on anxious. The plane ride down. Maybe he was nervous about flying private down there. He's probably a commercial anxious. Guy.
He was anxious about meeting Yasser. What else do we have? I don't know. That's it. Do you have anything you want to say about the meeting? I didn't get it. I didn't get all the coverage. It would have been important a year ago, but I don't know.
Yeah, what you think of this meeting is it probably depends on how you think about pro golf. If you think that If you're happy with extra of never seeing John Rahm or them on the likes of, you know, pro golf being together again, then you probably say, what are they doing meeting, you know, and golf continue to be separated. If you want to see the game kind of come back together in some way, this was kind of a necessary step, right?
Yeah. Yep. One necessary step to take each morning, however, is get your AG1. You got off the AG1 a little bit with your Ireland travels. I don't think you had enough travel packs with you. You come back and you're just out of commission.
I didn't know you were going to go there. This morning, I got back in the shed. You know what I found? A big stack of AG1 packets that I had set aside to pack.
The adapter for the car that let us through our audio disasters of the last Friday.
I found the adapter.
Did you pack it or did you find it at home?
I found it unpacking.
Oh, God.
It was in a hidden pocket.
Well, if the pocket's hidden, it's not doing us any favors when we're on the road.
You know, when you put something in a pocket and you're like, oh, this is a perfect pocket for this. Look at it. It's small.
You never go in that pocket again. I know exactly what you're saying. I know exactly what you're
saying. Like, it's almost too good of a concealing spot. I can't find it.
Double ad read. I found my Orison Alps face lotion, like unpacking. I was looking for that. As we're just getting blasted by the wind. My face in March, my face is dry as sandpaper. Can't find my Orison Alps, like, face whatever stuff. Found that coming up. But so, you didn't have your Orison Alps, or you didn't have your AG1.
So I have this stack of AG1s sitting on my desk, and I'm like, that would have been nice to have. Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but at least it should at least be simple. That's why for the last, I don't know, say year and a half, I've been drinking AG1 every day, no exceptions. Just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day, and it makes me feel nourished, strong, ready to take on the day. It makes me feel invincible. That's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. How do you know? that AG1's a good product. Listen, it is made with like high quality stuff for great nutrition. It goes through a rigorous testing process and you know it's safe. I recommend this to all my friends and family, and it's really instilled a great daily routine for me, except when I forget to bring the travel packs, which are awesome. Yeah. And I really regret lamenting it, you know? Nothing worse than getting home from a long trip, seeing your family, and not really being able to see them, going straight to the bedroom because you're sick. If there's one product that I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and five of those free AG1 travel packs that I forgot with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/shotgun. That's drinkag1.com/shotgun. Check it out.
I think this is worth a try. I know people sometimes get skeptical of this stuff. I think it's at least worth trying. It's an easy thing to kind of add to your routine, and then you're not chasing a bunch of nutrients and like sort of all the stuff you want to hit during the day, especially as, you know, spring rolls around or outside doing more. Get the travel packs, use the shotgun, you get that free setup. All right. Let's get into our schedule for the week. One real quick. We should probably do another ad read. Just listen to Explorations podcast. We got it humming. We released the episode with Rory McIlroy today. Pretty cool stuff of him talking about Royal County Down, playing Royal Port Rush, growing up in Hollywood. He mentioned about playing Baladas, and you started grinning from ear to ear. He looked just like a pig and shit over there. Just listen to him talk about that. But you
losing,
know, he signed
losing golf balls, like the pain of losing golf balls when you're a kid.
Yeah. Signs off with an amusing, or I don't know. We put the screws to him about Blocky. He has a nice look. But all the way through, there's some good shotgun Easter eggs in there. So that's on the Explorations. We've got a lot of good feedback on that pod, but that feed too. Some of the locals we interviewed and some of the course discussion. Is there any bit of Irish lingo that you've brought home? Because I've started saying class, like class. When the ball's in the air, you hit a good drive, you know, they shout class. Or you're properly effed when you hit it to the wrong short side. Oh, you are properly effed.
Two of my favorite words were we. I like we.
Yeah.
And chuffed.
I like that. We. Chuffed. Proper. It's like they use proper for everything. Also sorted. That's me sorted. They've got dinner sorted. You know, that's an ad. You know, if you get hamburger helper, dinner sorted. You know, that's you've got me sorted. So I've brought back a lot. So Explorations, you'll get a little flavor.
I think we imparted a couple of our own words on them. Jammed.
Oh yeah, and, we had guys.
And boy, you know. Attic boy to things. I think we instilled some of our own words on their culture too.
Pint boy, Guinness boy. Yeah, we had lots of things going on there. So yeah, check out the Explorations feed. Let's get to our schedule for the week. On the PGA Tour, we have the Valspar Championship, the greatest trophy on the PGA Tour. The embodied brushstroke, the Valspar Championship. That's at Innisbrook Resort, the Copperhead Course. Look out for the snakes in Palm Harbor, Florida. It's the annual event, 16th through 18th, the Innisbrook, the Snake Pit. This will be on Golf Channel 2 to 6 p.m., finishing on NBC 3 to 6. I'm not up to speed on who's calling it this week. Could be a Kurt Byram. I'm not sure who's in the tower in the bake-off.
Hey, I was going to say this. This reminds me. I thought the amalgamation worked really well for NBC this week. It felt
what
like
do you mean
there
by that?
No,
Faxon, Kisner.
I felt like the no true lead, but a bunch of role players, like circa the Atlanta Hawks in the Al Horford days.
That's exactly the example I was going to use.
You know, where you got no superstar.
Yeah.
But you got a bunch of guys. Yeah. I think that kind of worked at the players.
Didn't work against the Cavs, but we'll see. Hopefully it keeps working for NBC. All right, so we'll see what they have this week. Notables in the field, Burns, Bermuda hey. Burns. What? Good field, actually.
I was going to ask you this. On a, you know, if we'll say just roughly there's 45 PGA Tour events.
Yeah.
Where would you say, what range would the Valspar rank for you?
Far from the bottom tier.
I agree far. With that.
Mid tier usually gets a solid field, moderately interesting course that, you know, rewards some different characteristics.
Always find myself watching more than I think.
It gets jammed by being where it is in the Florida swing, because you know, for years you had Doral had this identity, and Bay Hill does, and the Players, and you know, it just got, it's kind of the afterthought of the Florida swing. That's where it gets a bad
I think
rep.
It gets jammed by just being in Florida when we've been in Florida for so long.
Yeah. If you're saying, so what do you want me to say? There's like 44 events. I'd put it at like 28 or something in the bottom half, but not by a lot.
Yeah. You know? I think I agree with that. It's around average, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
This is an average event.
There's a lot of poo-poo bladder events. This is not one of them. And here are your notables. We got good notables.
It's amazing that we can establish that the Valspar is the average.
It might be better than average. Now, there might be that many bad events that the Valspar might be above average. Burns, Finau, Sungjae, Kuchar, he should not be in notables. Minwoo, Xander, Spieth, and JT. Solid bit of field for the week after the gold standard. I'm going to start a weekly tradition. It may last only this week, but building off the momentum of Merit Watch, we're going to start calling this Cutthroat Corner based off Rory. The tour needs to be more cutthroat. So let's dig in. Inside the field, the Valspar Championship. I don't want to be negative. I don't want to put guys on the spot. But this one I think we'll all get to. How could the tour be more cutthroat?
Can I try and guess who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Ben Martin.
No, I'd be happy to dig into that, though, too. I think that might. I'm going with one Jonathan Bradley, J.B. Holmes.
There's some now, good Jonathan Bradley commentary last week when we visited Portrush.
He is a legend in Portrush still. For that $900,000 costly final round going from whatever, the second to last group to 67th, T67 with his, what was it, 87? What did he shoot? 87?
87, I want to say.
86?
86 or 87.
Yeah, J.B. Holmes got brought up on like five different occasions while we were at Portrush, not knowing what to hit on the first tee after waiting around all day on the range. Didn't know what, you know, Faldo. J.B. Holmes.
It was his final round. It wasn't the third round.
Yeah, I know. Sunday.
God.
Yeah. So J.B. Holmes, real tour pro, done some things, been on Ryder Cups. Oh,
remember Brooks, how mad Brooks was?
Yes. Yes. I think that's what contributed. I mean, he's slow enough, and then you take 87 lashes. Like, that's just going to be an all day thing. Just going to take more time when you got to make that many strokes.
God, if Brooks and Westy were paired together, you got to believe one of them wins.
That's quite a leap. What, Shane Lowry just doesn't exist anymore? All right. So J.B. Holmes
got jammed with their parents.
Yeah. Who was Westy with?
Can't remember.
So you're just saying he got jammed. You're so benign. You're so benevolent to Westy. Just don't even know. He's just who he was with saying he got jammed.
Good Westy intel that we'll have to drop out over the coming weeks.
Yeah, he's still coming out of his stupor from Cheltenham, the horse races. I bet we'll have to talk about Westy. J.B. Holmes is on a major medical extension. Certainly a category that should probably exist. We see Maverick McNealy.
Let me tell you something. your major medical extension should be revoked if you sandbag a local tournament. There should be a disclaimer in the PGA Tour handbook that if you enter a local member guest under an alias attempting to play as an 8 handicap, your tour card should be revoked. It should be conduct unbecoming of a tour professional.
Like, I guess I think you should have it. This should exist. That golf is a unique sport where you can be injured. It's not like basketball. If you like rupture all your Achilles and you can't play anymore. Golf, you could be bad. You can't play for 2 years and you could still come back and end up being competing. I get it. But the extension, how long is the extension? How long we've extended the extension? Like, this is sort of like those Cialis commercials that 4 hours consult a doctor or something. We're with JB Holmes. We're at the point where the extension has gone too far. This is Troy Merritt Corner, Cutthroat Corner. His last top 25, I'm not top 10, not win. His last top 25 on the PGA Tour, he was 1,851st in the world right now, JB Holmes. A real pro, done a lot
that's the worst you could be.
Professional. He's done a lot in his career. His last top 25 came before the aforementioned novel coronavirus pandemic. That was 4 years ago. 4 years ago. He hasn't had a top 25.
I mean, some of these guys are still playing winner's exemptions from COVID years.
Yeah. That's so long ago. 2020? It's February 2020 was when he had his last top 25. Let's not even talk about the year prior. He won the 2019 Genesis and finished 56th on the, which is hard to do with a win. He finished 56th in the FedEx Cup. Got hot at Genesis, then like MC'd every other event.
Well, he got blown out to sea. Became the topic of the entire golf world after he won that Genesis because of the slow play.
So I empathize with his injuries, and he has a history of injury, and he's done a lot on tour. But this is Cutthroat Corner. What are you bringing to the field? Besides jamming up the pace of play and maybe odor. Like, at this point, this is 4 years since a top 25. And if it's an injury, that sucks. But at some point, you don't keep, like, the pitcher who's got the dead arm, hoping that our arm gets live again. If he's still throwing 73 or whatever, and you'll just think it's going to get live. Like, you can't give him spots in the field.
Hey, in that case, you get rid of the pitcher and you bring in Johnson Wagner.
Rifling. Well, he was hitting different arm slots to hit the bank. Yeah, Johnson may have what we, you know. He was mixing his pitches to get off that bank there at 7 last week. So again, that's Cutthroat Corner. I just don't know when the guy has the extension's gone too far. All right, 156 guys in the field. It's too bloated. It's too much.
Well, that's they have to corner. Go to 156 guys because they got to get these right? other guys in.
The rookies,
because yeah. John Bradley and Zach Johnson, yes. Zach Johnson. What was the same with Jay Tizzle? Jay Tizzle's boy.
Jay Tizzle. Zach. Yes. God. So anyways, yeah, they can't get the rookies in. I think they all snuck in at the last minute this week. They got one Q school guy in, Harrison Endicott, and that's it. So
I mean, they got these major medicals. You got Berger, Burgoon, Cauley, Snedeker, and Holmes.
Some great stories in there. I love seeing Bud Cauley playing again. Maverick McNealy obviously taking advantage. And like, I think the major medical is absolutely a balance they must keep.
It seems like five's a lot for one event, though. Should there be like a cap on how many medicals can play in a given tournament? Because those spots, like the fact they take priority over some of the rookies, it's like, wait, what are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah, getting injured sucks and it's unfair. But so is not letting a guy in the field who might
that
be
qualified.
Healthy. I don't know.
That qualified what? For the yeah. tour.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's an odd balance. It just seems to be overcompensating there. So that's cutthroat corner. Do you have a one and done pick
Kevin,
for the Valspar?
Kevin Wah, Patrick Waugh's kid is in the field. Kevin Waugh.
On what? Did he have Monday Q?
I think he's just a Corn Ferry grad.
Oh, okay. Okay. Do you have a one and done pick?
Yeah,
I
do.
The Snake Pit.
I figured it's just another PGA Tour event. Middle of the road, average PGA Tour event. So I'm going to take just a guy. Jordan Spieth played well here last week. I think, like, listen, we're in the prime.
Played well here last year.
Last year.
Last week, he MC.
MC, that's a good thing. Coming off an MC. Plenty of time for him to work up, you know, some magic. But listen, it's about time that the Spieth fandom got real riled up about Spieth at Augusta. We haven't had any high points this year, and it would be it'd be remiss if we didn't enter the Masters with palpable Spieth buzz. So I think he's going to win here. I think this is the time. People are going to come at me saying, you know, he's not just a guy. Look what he did at Valspar. And I'm going to say, listen, I picked just a guy.
Oh, that's good. All right. I'll go with Adam Schenck. Feels like great. Just a guy, like replacement player. He's playing well. Schenck watch. Yeah. No, he's doing well. He played well last week, I believe. He's doing well at Q1. He's up and around the top 20, a lot of top 20s. I'm going on Schenck watch, getting us back on Schenck watch. You know, this time of year with the Boilermakers is when they really shine. That first weekend in March, I'm going with Schenck, or that first weekend of the tournament, I'm going with Schenck. Schenck watch.
It's hard not picking Burns.
It is. This is when you'd burn them. You use them.
Yeah, like I was thinking about, like, when else am I going to use Burns? But it then is. I was thinking, when else am I going to use Spieth?
Yeah, I. You know, there's more people asking questions that you were asking couple years ago about Spieth with another MC last week. It just feels like people are starting to climb into that boat a little bit more. So is he, you know, what's there? Is there anything there, you know, anymore? What, beyond just sort of he's a pretty good guy, good player.
Spent a you long know, time.
There's a lot of coverage, you know, of Greller and Spieth and the roller coaster, and is it commensurate anymore with the actual performance?
I mean, a roller
on
coaster
paper
needs to have its highs.
You don't think winning Valero, TPC Oaks, AT&T course a couple of years ago was fun? I don't know. He'll get hot.
He's going to get hot. He's going to win at Valspar this
there
week.
There we go. Moving on, the LPGA
Tour. He's going
to
win that great trophy.
We have the Fir Hills Sayre Park Championship at Palos Verdes Golf Club. We've done some
this
good
is event
content
of the week.
On Palos Verdes.
This is a cool all right. course.
All right. That's on the LPGA.
Sayre Park was a legend. The Natural, right? That was their
yeah.
nickname.
Yeah. That's 6 to 9 p.m. on Golf Channel, finishing at 6 p.m. on Golf Channel on Sunday. I don't know why they would do that. Why wouldn't they push that into like 9 p.m.? So it's not right opposite the Valspar, but I guess they got to serve the Champions Tour. So that is the Sayre Park Championship. You love that Palos Verdes course. We've got some good videos and articles on that. In the field, we have Allison Corpuz, Hannah Green, Brooke Henderson, Megan Kane, Nelly Cordo, Leona Maguire, Ruin and Yin, and Rose Zane in the field. A good, solid LPGA event as they swing on the West Coast. On the Champions Tour, we have the Hogue, Bo Hogue Classic, Newport Beach Country Club, $2 million purse. Defending champ is Ernie Els. Notables are KJ Choi, Fred Couples, Ernie, Furyk, Goosen, Harrington, Alathabal, who never plays, wow. never plays, getting, I guess, geared up for Augusta. And then Vijay Singh. Because this is we're the repository for nonsense like this, we had some on the ground intel from the Pro-Am at the Hogue Classic. What? Just like thunderstorms, they're just doing card scorecard playoffs, one after another. People are pissed because they paid money to play the Hogue Classic Pro-Am. Apparently, Vijay Singh just said, no, not playing the Pro-Am, but was beating balls from like before it started till wait, like on the range throughout the entire Pro-Am, but said, I'm not playing, from like 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. beating balls. That's your Champions Tour. That's on Golf Channel, whatever. You can find it if you care enough. On the DP World Tour, the Porsche Singapore Classic at Laguna National Golf Resort in Singapore. This is the start of their Asian swing on the DP World Tour. You know, they've got all those swings and segments now. It gets kind of confusing. I can't keep up with it. The Porsche Singapore Classic, notables in the field. The A-lister himself, Matteo Manassero, is in the field in Singapore. We also have Paul Casey. Crushers doing well. He's playing Singapore. Wow. Rasmus Højgaard, Satoshi Kodaira, Thurston, don't call me Thurston, Lawrence. I think his name's actually Thurston, but we'll call him Thurston Lawrence. Shane Lowry, why is he playing there? What's that appearance fee?
Maybe he had a friend like MasterCard. Maybe he was trying to see if his Porsche. MasterCard could go around the world.
He wants a couple Porsches. Why? He lives in Jupiter now. Why is he doing that? He's got the Masters coming up. Matteo Manassero, McGreevy, Matthew Pavon. That's just a slap in the face to every FedEx Cup point earner out. Listen, there. He's playing. And Matthias
Schwab.
Why are you
saying that? Pavon is this generation's international superstar.
He is like doing the dual thing, huh?
Yeah, he's just a worldly man.
Would be amazing if he won both the race to Dubai and the FedEx Cup. Would be amazing.
I think we need to worry about Pavon completing the Grand Slam this year.
All right, that's caught like 1 to 6 in the morning, and that's our schedule for the week. You're going with I'm going with Shank. You're going with Spieth. I think that does it. I don't have anything else for the Wednesday episode. Heal up, get better, get your AG1 going. We will talk to you all on Friday.